Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the second guest show, Mike DeTillia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas, Kellen Moore will be involved also as the head coach of the Saints, led the loss yesterday. But Bob, which dominated the news cycle, not only locally but nationally, Lane Kiffin as the new head coach at LSU.
Yeah, and I think it's a slam dunk. I'm getting goosebumps of the optimism going forward with LSU and Lane Kiffin. He is the answer. You always want to have the cart before the horse. Well, he's going to get it done. He's going to make it work at LSU. I'd be shocked. Now, LSU fans can't get ticked off if he wins a national championship and then he moves on to the NFL to try and win a Super Bowl. Look, if you're a top coach, they all got egos and a lot of narcissism. So there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe your wife don't want to hear that. but there's nothing wrong with that as a football coach. When world conquerors, Alexander the Great, you don't think he was a narcissist? Come on, well, what are you talking about? I look at individuals that when you want to be the best of the best and win at all levels, whether it's a high school state championship, a national championship in college football, a Super Bowl champion, you want to do it at all different levels, and you all want to have that on your resume because that's the challenge of greatness. Now, a lot of people say, oh, I would never think like Nick Saban or Lane Kiffin because you could never be a coach. I'm sorry, they're not normal citizens. You don't necessarily want your head coach to be a normal citizen. You want it to be a winner. We love winners, and that's what you have to do. Now, you go way back. You can look like Jimmy Johnson. Won a national championship at the U, University of Miami. Won a Super Bowl with the Dallas Cowboys. You look at Barry Switzer at Oklahoma, Dallas, and then he accomplished that. You go like Pete Carroll, USC, Seattle Seahawks. So you could go on and on. And that's why I just take it what it is right now, that he's truly ecstatic to be at LSU because what it brings. As a player, okay, it's all about getting the players. Lane Kiffin knows you can have the greatest system in the world, but if you don't have the players, that ain't going to work. You have to have both. So Lane Kiffin knows that. That's why the name, image, and likeness is everything going forward. And that's why LSU is head and shoulders above Ole Miss. Head and shoulders. Oh, the last time Ole Miss won a championship, what was segregation? When you look at it, it was before that. I mean, when you think about it. But you have to look at what Lane wants to do. He wants his cake and eat it too.
Yep.
He wants the name, image, and likeness money, but he also wants to get the 5-star recruits and to build a program that way. Where at Ole Miss, it was basically the name, image, and likeness. Now, and that's what Saban even told him. As we're getting ready to go to break, look, Lane looks at where is the place that I can recruit the best players. That's LSU versus Ole Miss. I can tell you why. Would you rather play in front of 100,000+ or 60,000? And I think, if you look at it, how he built Ole Miss, it was basically through the portal. When is Ole Miss look at the 21st century? LSU's been up there with Georgia and Alabama, Ohio State. Top five, top 10 recruiting classes. When is Ole Miss? In the teens? No, they just are. You can get the better players at LSU. And LSU, you're just going to recruit the better talent out of high school and all that. Then you have the lanyard with the name, image, and likeness. Then you throw in the transfer portal because, oh, I'm going to be with Lane Kiffin. You know who did it right now and getting it done? But they can't recruit like LSU out of high school.
Texas Tech.
Yeah. Exactly, Mike.
Exactly.
Look what Texas Tech did, but they still can't get the high school players like LSU could.
No, because Texas Tech's A&M going to
Yes, exactly.
We'll go to break and we'll come back
I'm
with
fired
more.
Up.
Second guest right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number one, and most of it was taken up by Lane Kiffin's press conference. We're glad we were able to bring it to you. We'll have a lot more talk LSU Saints right here on the Big 870 WWL. And also remember at 6:30 tonight, the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert, Kellen Moore. We'll go to break and come back and talk a lot more about what's happening in Louisiana sports-wise. Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us at 6:30. We'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. And it'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with head coach Kellen Moore, Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert with him. Also, his guest tonight will be Saints running backs coach Joe Thomas at 7:30. It'll be Monday Night Football as the New York Giants play the New England Patriots. Also, two Tiger fans for the latest on LSU's search for the assistant coaches now and the staff, and also signing day right here. We're going to give you all the information this coming Wednesday on the signees. Keep it locked on to the Big 870 for breaking news, interviews, analysis, and it's all brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910, and WWL. He's here each and every week from the Silver Slipper Casino. Les Sackett from the Silver Slipper. Les, thanks so much for joining us, brother.
Man, Les, your fan base is coming out. Yeah, I'm excited.
You're worse than Hilbert with this now.
Yeah.
So, man, how was it, the Thanksgiving, everything? And hope you had a great Thanksgiving time and with family. But I know you got to work quite a bit during that time frame, but I'm sure y'all had it packed here at the Silver Slipper.
Oh, yeah. We had a very busy Thanksgiving day. We gave away $30,000 guaranteed with our slippers of cash.
Cash money, homie.
One person win $30,000 on Thanksgiving Day.
Y'all restarting that over, correct?
Yes. This Thursday, we're going to go back. We're going to start at $5,000, and it'll grow by $5,000 each week until it gets hit. And we're going to keep going all the way until Memorial Day.
Well, and you think about it. You know, you look for promotions and marketing. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Right.
And so now this is the third time y'all doing this. Well, yeah, hello. Very popular. And everybody, people on the street ask me about this, about that slipper full of cash.
Yeah. It's a very good promotion for us. Brings in a lot of business, and people are enjoying it.
Other thing, man, over the weekend with so many things happening in the coaching world, we saw Lane Kiffin making the decision to leave Ole Miss to come to LSU. Coach John Summerall decides that he's going to leave Tulane and he's going to go to University of Florida.
Better job.
Today, go to show how things have changed. One of the greatest high school players in the state, had an unbelievable career at San Diego State, and then with the Rams, Pro Football Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk becomes the head football coach at Southern University.
Southern Jaguars.
So think about that. Who would have had that on the dance card back in August?
wouldn't have thought Marshall Faulk would be head coach.
One year as an assistant.
And, you know what goes a long way, too, and you keep that momentum going? There's no way Southern should have beat Grambling. And they did.
And they did do
and
it.
They did. Southern was terrible this year. That's why they need a new coach. But they beat Grambling. Mike, you know how long that goes with the fan bases and the Bayou Classic? I mean, that to show you how powerful the Bayou Classic is, it's on national TV. Not regional. That's national been on NBC forever to show you the power of Grambling and Southern in the Dome.
Other thing, too, is the new head football coach at Ole Miss is from Hammond, Louisiana, Pete Golding. And many people have heard Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Network. He's on our show quite a bit covering it. Well, Blake got coached at Southeastern by an assistant coach, Pete Golding. And he was at Alabama. He was the guy that recruited the state of Louisiana for Alabama. And so he gets promoted from defensive coordinator to head coach. Man, they got Louisiana cats all over the place.
Yeah, because we love football.
Exactly.
Football's in our blood.
So tell us what else is going on. Man, before you know it, Les, we're going to blink, and it's going to be Christmas time.
Yeah.
It's just a couple of weeks away. So tell us what's happening here.
So like we said earlier, the Slippers of Cash is coming back. We're going to start this Thursday again. At 5,000, and we'll grow 5,000 each week. We're going to have some Christmas Day specials in the Jubilee Buffet and the Blue Bayou. We also have a New Year's Eve party. It's going to be on Wednesday, December 31st. We'll have hats and horns and
if you've never come to that, I've been here before twice. Man, it's a great time here. Y'all do a really super job. My wife and I really enjoyed coming here for New Year's Eve. So we either do this or we go to the World War II Museum. I think Bobby's been there a few times.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. Because, you want to be by your significant other or some other.
Or some
Because when it strikes midnight, you got to give him a kiss, bring in the new year. I mean, whatever. Whoever you want to kiss.
Some other.
Just make sure when it turns into the new year, you have somebody that you really want to kiss.
Go ahead, Les.
Yeah, we're actually going to have two celebrations. We're going to have one on the 27th, and then we're going to have one on the 29th. On the 27th, we're going to have Tease Me Band, who will be playing from 9:30 to 1. On New Year's Eve, we're going to have Joni Compretta and the Baytown Groove, who are going to, again, play from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. We'll also have the champagne flights that we'll have at midnight for everyone. Then it's going to be a great celebration.
Also, too, you have these squares up for the Monday night game tonight, the Giants and the Patriots. So if you're in the area, come on by and visit us and get your square right here at the Silver Slipper. And I know you're involved with that because I saw you writing down the name. So not only does he promote it, he's involved with
it. Well, so what's the point spread? 7.5?
7.5.
And look at the Patriots. They like Sean Payton and the Broncos are competing with the Patriots for number one seed in the AFC. And then you got to deal with injuries. But I look at the Giants. Look how many games the Giants are ahead. It was against
the
Saints.
Fourth quarter.
And they're losing in the fourth quarter. So I'm just going by that. Don't panic if you're a Patriots fan and the Giants are winning. I mean, and the Giants
they seemingly choking the fourth.
Yeah, they'll find a way to lose.
Les, thanks so much for joining us. Come on down to the Silver Slipper, and man, before you know it, hey, make reservations if you want to stay here for Christmas Eve and also for New Year's, because I know that's going to fill up real quick.
Oh yeah, that is definitely going to happen. So
Les,
make sure that you Get on and get in, get your reservations here.
Thanks so much, bud. Really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Les Sackett from the Silver Slipper Casino. We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Go Tigers!
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, again, what we saw yesterday, Saints-Dolphins, we'll talk a little bit about Saints before we go to Glenn West from Go247. But yesterday, man, the first half, it's almost like offensively you're playing that in a goldfish bowl. Everything is so kind of, I guess the best word to use is condensed. And, okay, it's great to complete a 2-yard pass, but it's not moving the chains at all. When you stretch the rubber band in the second half is when Tyler Shaw.
Well, you're always playing damn catch-up. Chasing points.
And so to me,
aggravating.
That is kind of like the same script we almost seen week to week with this football
team. Same
song
and dance, Mike.
Same deal.
Listen, we've been outscored in the first quarter 92-19. I don't know if I've ever witnessed that. what is going to be 5-1 by the time the season's over, 6-1 being outscored in the first quarter? It's unbelievable. You might as well go run errands or do your honey-do list in the first half and then see what the score is at halftime and watch the second half, because our scoring defense in the second half in the team has been unbelievable. Now, you know what that's telling me? Kellen Moore and all Sean Payton, everybody, all these offensive coordinators, gurus, they have scripted plays at the beginning, 15 to 20
and
plays.
And they're not getting off of them.
So, and then, but as from a defensive perspective, they're also trying to figure out what a team's going to do.
Yes.
And the defense is winning. And what bottom line is, the halftime adjustments, we need to do that before the game. I mean, it's unbelievable if you look at it right now. Once again, same song and dance. They find themselves playing catch up. Now, they failed to gain a first down and went scoreless in their three first quarter possessions. I don't know. I was ready to make bootleg T-shirts. three and out. And just put three and out. And, you know, you sell that on the street. Three and out. And Saints fans will notice. Who that nation notice? Make a shirt. Three and out. And then put in parentheses underneath there. Don't you have to score to win? No, and then enough said. I mean, Saints fans are knowing hell what we're talking about. I mean, right now, we dead last. If we hit 20 points, we think it's a damn miracle. We got 7. We were only averaging 15 and a half. We got 17. So we're trending in the right direction. it is so frustrating. You look at it. The Saints have now scored just one touchdown in 27 first quarter drives this season. Okay, I got to say that again. Because we went from the penthouse with Drew Brees and Sean Payton to definitely the outhouse. We're not only in the outhouse, we're in the crap, but we're in the bottom. If you look at it right now, the Saints have now scored just one touchdown in 27 first quarter drives this season. It was the ninth time in 12 games that the Saints failed to lead for a single minute. We're not good enough to be chasing points.
No.
I just want to see, I don't know, we're playing Tampa Bay on the road. We always have played well in Tampa. Can we do something? I mean, it'd be an upset, obviously. You know, Tampa Bay dealing with injuries. But you look at it. We're returning to Florida. And it's not spring break. I don't know, it's fall break. The weather's nice. A lot of Yankees want to go down to Florida at the time because of all the snowstorms. So returning to Florida to play the Buccaneers. The Bucs have won the last three games against the Saints. You know why we got to stop this? They won the last three games against the Saints and are looking to make it four straight for the first time in series history. If you go back Saints-Bucs history, the Bucs have never beaten the Saints four straight games in a row. So I don't want it to happen this Sunday.
And this is a beat-up Buccaneers football team. They squeezed out a win against the Cardinals yesterday.
Yeah.
But the big difference is Baker Mayfield. Man, again, what he has done to that franchise to kind of put them over the top, because other teams had opportunities here. Look, the Falcons. They play one good game, and then what happened? They wet the diaper.
Yeah. The Falcons lost to the sorry-ass Jets.
But how about the Panthers pulling the upset of upsets, beating the
Rams?
That
shows you it's pros versus pros. We whipped the Panthers. The Panthers, they didn't look too good. I'm like, look where they're at. They right now, Tampa Bay's worried because now they got to buy. The Panthers got to buy. And if we could beat, you know, if we beat Tampa Bay, the Panthers are going to be tied with Tampa Bay for first place in the NFC
South. That's unbelievable.
No, that's
unbelievable.
Because little Bryce and all that, I mean, Rico
Dotto. One
Dotto,
game good, one game not so good.
Rico Dotto, we stopped him. He didn't do anything. But you know who we didn't stop yesterday? A-Chan. A-Chan was averaging 5.5 yards a carry. Coming into the game, he got 6.1. Remember that one touchdown of 29 yards? Again, I know I hear the music playing, but what the F is Alante Taylor doing in that 29-yard touchdown? What is the fix on? They go six plays, 69 yards. How can you not see him? Well, it was like the Matrix or something. He's right there. And then I got to ask Coach Moore that. I know when you're on those defensive meetings and the players, they got to be giving Alante Taylor the business. I don't know. Maybe these young players, they don't call each other out like that. Because, you know, we got to be more supportive. But, man, don't be so damn sensitive. They need a challenge. And why in the hell you didn't knock the crap out of them? Come on.
We'll be back with more second guests. And Glenn West from Go247LSU will join us to talk about Lane Kiffin and the Tigers right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We had the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our talk and text line. And certainly today is dominated by Lane Kiffin's hiring in his press conference afterwards, which you heard here on the Big 870 WWL. We have on with us from Go247 covering the LSU Tigers, Glenn West. Glenn, I thought about you when it was finally announced Sunday, or it looked as though everything was done. We probably had you on, I think, the 2 days afterwards. And you were hearing similar to what I was hearing, that, hey, the number one target was going to be Lane Kiffin. And throughout the process, I heard it from the same people that he's the guy. But there always became that, but we're not quite sure if it seals the deal with Lane. Because if you look back at his history, nobody can guarantee you. You can maybe say it. And, man, I can't tell you how many texts, just like I'm sure you, about, man, I got inside information. It's Nick Saban. Now, they deleted all that now. Is I told y'all from the start, it was Lane Kiffin. So it's so funny about even LSU as of Saturday morning, people involved with it. We were doing the show, Herb Tyler and I, and we were kind of texting different people. We're about 90% sure, but there's still that little bit of leeway that it might get away. Your thoughts on the impact of Lane Kiffin? But he really was their number one guy from Jump Street once they got rid of Brian Kelly.
Yeah, he really was, Mike. And I think you can probably thank Coach Saban a little bit for that, too. So maybe there is some inner workings as to, you know, Coach Saban and helping LSU become or get their next head coach, because I do think Lane Kiffin leaned on him a lot throughout this process. But look, he was the number one guy. And I was actually talking about this with a lot of, kind of media folk and just people around the building today at the press conference. But, you know, when's the last time that LSU went out and got their number one target, like their A1 guy? You know, a couple of years ago when it was Brian Kelly, you know, you heard all the Lincoln Riley stuff and how maybe that was their number one guy. With Ed Orgeron, it was Tom Herman. And, you know, everybody thought Tom Herman was coming here as their number one choice. And, you know, Les Miles and Nick Saban, I heard, were not even all these LSU's number one choice when they were kind of coming up through that hiring process. So, you know, for LSU and for Virge Ausberry to go out there and to get their number one target with it being so public, like, I mean, there's been so much reporting around this over the last couple of weeks that, you know, LSU and certainly Florida and were really, really targeting Lane Kiffin to be their number one coach. And LSU was able to put together an intriguing enough package to get it done. But huge credit to Virge Ausberry and that search committee really coming together a couple weeks ago after finally getting some alignment there at the tippy top of the administration to, you know, get things over the final finish line here with Lane Kiffin, because he absolutely was their number one guy.
Now, do you think, I think this is the difference. You know, look at LSU, Ole Miss. Even look at a team like Texas Tech. Definitely a poster child when you look at the transfer portal and name, image, and likeness. But I think when Lane looks at LSU, okay, where is the best place that I can recruit the best players? I'm talking about the five stars. So you can have your cake and eat it too. So you have the top recruiting class, because LSU, you know, look through the years, even though you have the, you know, name, image, and likeness, transfer portal, how college football has changed, to me, like the Ohio States, those teams in the world, they're going to try and do everything. They're going to want those top recruiting classes. Like, we used to have whole shows and whole looking up to, where you ranked in the recruiting.
Especially in February when they had the bash.
Yeah, when we used to have that. Yeah. So now I think Lane looks at it, LSU, I can have that. And then look at the name, image, and likeness commitment, what I'm seeing, like 25, 30 million. And then the transfer portal. Who wouldn't want to play for Lane Kiffin? And so you look at Tiger Stadium, LSU, everything involved. So that's the trifecta. So that's why LSU, to me, has the unbelievable advantage over Ole Miss. And then you're playing in front of 100,000 versus 60,000 at Ole Miss. The same thing with Coach Summerall leaving Tulane, going to the Swamp in Florida. Come on. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a great point, Bobby, because I think for just listening to Lane Kiffin today, and you heard his reasons on why, you know, he was coming here. He told us today, and look, I don't know how truthful this was in the moment, but he said he didn't know what his contract numbers were, in terms of what he was making on the field. All he wanted to know was how much money, how much resources were going to go into the players that they were going to get, and certainly setting themselves up from that NIL perspective. And when he sat down with his agent, Jimmy Sexton, and they kind of just talked about all the different opportunities that, you know, Ole Miss, Florida, there was a fourth team that he had mentioned in there that he didn't really disclose to us, but he said by far LSU had the best package to go out there and get the kind of players that are going to lead them to winning and winning at a high level. And so, I think that played a major, major factor into all this. You know, he can come here and he can bring in, you know, that number two, number three, number one portal class year in, year out that he's been able to do at Ole Miss. But you can, on top of it, combine it with the top five, top 10 recruiting class that LSU over the years has proven to be able to do religiously, mainly because of that in-state talent that is just always here in Louisiana. You always recruit your base if you're an LSU coach in Louisiana, and it usually nets really, really good recruiting classes. So if you get all that together, it has the makings to be a match made in heaven for LSU and Lane Kiffin.
Glenn, one of the things I've talked about over the last couple of weeks, and especially when we do in our Tiger Tailgate show, is the brand of LSU. Very few schools have that brand like LSU has. And when you think about Joe Burrow or Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, and you think about Angel Reese, Livy Dunn, Paul Skeens, that, and even Shaq, you know, Shaq O'Neal. Not only are you on the court or wherever you play field-wise known for something, it's also the commercial deals. It's the brand that you're selling, and part of that is LSU. Every 16, 17-year-old kid who's really good thinks, you know what, I can do that too. I think that's a huge plus in LSU's favor to get recruits, and also I think played a part in landing Lane Kiffin.
No doubt, and I think you just to add another layer to this, but just the brand of Lane Kiffin coming to the brand of LSU. I mean, there is not a more, I guess in this day and age, social media present head coach than Lane Kiffin that's out there right now. And so I think what his potential to do from a, you know, a branding perspective to not only help his image, but to help LSU's image continue to grow and to continue to produce these kinds of athletes – that all plays into this, right? And so I'm absolutely with you there, Mike. I do think that, you know, there's something and this was something he said a bunch today. There's just something different about this place, and he's been on the other sidelines of you know, whether it was at, you know, Ole Miss or at Tennessee or whatever. He's played in this stadium before a lot as the visitor opponent, and he said he talked to a lot of the coaches here, including Ed Orgeron. That was a very funny little anecdote that he kind of gave through the press conference today. But when you're on that home sidelines, you can just feel the crowd with you. And when you're on the visitor sidelines, you can just feel it weighing down on you and your team. And there's just really nothing else like that. And I think the brand of LSU certainly creates that. And I think there's a lot of excitement around this hire because of that.
Well, there's no more amateur athletics. I mean, the top teams in college football, the Ohio State, whatever, Georgia, Alabama, LSU, whatever, you look, it's pro ball. Okay, the reason why I bring this up, yes, you can buy a championship, but you still have to have things go your way, a little luck and the right coach. Look, because the Yankees and Mets, they're trying to win a World Series. But I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at my crystal ball. LSU is going to be the college version of the Dodgers, the L.A. Dodgers. You might hate L.A., but look at the Dodgers. And, yeah, so what if they bought a championship? Why'd they go to Japan and get the best Japanese? I don't care. It's a world sport. Are you winning or are you losing? So I think Lane Kiffin and the money people, they could do it right and be the version, oh, well, y'all bought a championship. Well, so what? That's the way the game. That's the rules today. The bottom line, are you a champion or are you not? Are you winning or are you losing? Bottom line business. That's the way it is.
Yeah, those are the rules right now. And I think LSU really over the last year has set itself up to be in a really great position, you know, to capitalize on that. You know, they went out last year and spent a whole bunch of money on this number one transfer portal class. And you saw a lot of those players on the defensive side produce. Now, can you get those players on the offensive side to produce at the same level with this system, with this coach, with this offensive staff that they're going to be collecting and bringing in here? It has the chance to be really, really entertaining a brand of football. Lane Kiffin knows exactly what he wants when he goes into the transfer portal to get quarterbacks or to get wide receivers, to get offensive linemen. And he's shown to be able to do that in the SEC over the last 6 years, which I think is why this hire just makes so much sense. And why I think that the plan here is to not build this thing out over a couple year period. They expect to be competitive next year. And I expect LSU to go out and spend heavily on this roster to make sure that happens.
Now, Glenn, what would you tell LSU fans or just college fans in general where, I don't know, oh, Lane might break your heart. All of a sudden, he wins a national championship, then he bolts to the NFL. I'm like, so what? He brought you a national championship.
Yeah.
Didn't he say one of his mentors, Pete Carroll, win a championship at USC? He went to Super Bowl with the Seahawks. You can look at a number of different examples. Look at Harbaugh. I mean, if they're like, oh, well, you know, like Ole Miss people, well, you know what? He's going to build a winner. He can win a championship. But then be a lifer. What are you talking about? I'm a lifer for football. I want to be the best of the best at all levels. So I'm like, I would never hold Lane anything against him. If he brought LSU another national championship, it'd be the fourth in the 21st century. If you do that before 2030, four different coaches, so what if you go to the NFL trying to win a Super Bowl? What's your take on that?
Yeah, look, I think the it could be messy, whatever that ending looks like. You know, it's proven to be messy in his past when he's left other places. But, man, just enjoy the ride, because I think the ride is going to be so much fun here, you know, however long he's a part of this program. And I think they are going to be able to compete year in and year out at the very top of this conference because of the kind of resources they're going to be pouring into him and the kind of players and talent and development that he's proven to be able to do as a head coach.
Glenn, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. And, hey, National Signing Day Wednesday. So, man, it don't stop. Oh, and then I'm sure after National Signing Day, we'll get a much better picture of his defensive coaching staff. And maybe that gravelly voice guy from on the bayou will be on that staff, too.
You never know. You never know.
Yes, indeed.
All right, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more sports talk here. And second guest from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, right after this break. Finishing up here on our number two of the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We come back, we'll have triple option, and then at 6:30, the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show right here on WWL. We'll be back with more second guests right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Also get you a square on the pool for the Monday night game. You can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 as the New York Giants play the New England Patriots. And at 6:30, we throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. He'll have on with him Bobby Hebert, along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. And the guest tonight will be running backs coach Joe Thomas. Want to say this because I know it's being reported in a few spots that Blake Baker has agreed to be the new defensive coordinator under Lane Kiffin. He's the old defensive coordinator. But this afternoon, Blake Baker met with officials at Tulane University.
To be the head coach?
Right, to be the head coach. Remember, Blake is a former linebacker. Guess where he went to school?
Tulane.
At Tulane. So I think this was probably, Bob, a deal where it was, hey, look, if you don't land the head coaching job at Tulane or anywhere else, come back to LSU.
Well, very similar to Lane Kiffin. You look at past history. When Coach O was the head coach at LSU, Lane Kiffin was going to be the offensive coordinator at LSU. He promised Coach O, I'm coming to LSU unless I get a head job. Now, Mr. Sexton got him a head job at Florida Atlantic, FAU. You remember this is
Florida Atlantic, yeah.
Yeah, so he got a head job. He said, I'll come unless I get a head job. So,
and I think maybe Nick Saban sort of pushed Jimmy to say, hey, get Lane a head coaching job at Florida Atlantic.
I don't want him going to LSU and have to face him.
Exactly.
And then to show you love-hate relationship, whatever, Nick Saban knew that Coach Kiffin knows what the hell he's doing, or he wouldn't have hired him to run their offense to win a national championship.
Now, he did fire him because he felt like you're spending way too much time being the head coach at Florida Atlantic instead of working for us to get a national championship.
Yeah.
But, hey, listen, that's all water under the bridge.
Yeah.
I think he pushed, and I think not even a little bit, I think quite a bit, to get Lane Kiffin to go to LSU. I think there's no doubt of that. You heard him on game day, and it's almost like he was doing the PR.
Well, I can tell you, you know, you don't know everything. You have an expertise on one side of the ball. And I'm going to tell you this out of respect. That the greatest coach in college football history is Nick Saban, okay? It didn't work out in the NFL. But Lane Kiffin can run circles around Nick Saban on offense. Now, you got to surround yourself with people that know that side of the ball. That's why Nick Saban brought Lane Kiffin on board. And he all might say, he might be screaming, run the ball more, run the ball. Not so much what plays. Okay, we throw too much, run the ball more, okay? And on the flip side, Lane Kiffin needs to surround himself with top defensive coaches. That's why he talked about his dad and all the Pete Carroll, all these defensive mentors.
And okay. Ed Orgeron.
Yeah, well, what do you hate more from a defensive perspective, how offense is trying to attack you? Well, that's what it is. You want to get all this knowledge, but it's like you don't know everything. So the same thing when you talk about from an offensive defense perspective that Coach Kiffin does not know like anything what Saban knows about defense, but you get the right people around you.
That's the important thing, and that's why Pete Golding, who's from Hammond, Louisiana, coached at Southeastern, is now the head coach at Ole Miss. He turned the defense over to Pete Golding. One of the things, about a month ago, we had Coach O on with us on a Thursday night, and Charlie kept it for us, and I'll put it on my X account and also on Facebook. I posted it about an hour ago. But listen to Coach O talking about what's the big difference in Lane Kiffin and what he brings to the table as an offensive play caller. Coach, I know you've had a long-term sort of relationship because you won the staff at USC together and then at Tennessee and then back to USC with Lane Kiffin. Your thoughts on the coaching job, what Lane has done at Ole Miss? It's really been remarkable, and I was telling this to Deuce. I thought what they did last week against Oklahoma, that may have been his best overall coaching job I've ever seen Lane do on both sides of the football.
Yeah. I agree with you, Mike. For him to win those 10-win seasons at Ole Miss and doing the job that he's doing, and personally, I know him well. His personal life, man, he's doing fantastic. And, you know, Lane's an excellent coach. You know, one thing about Lane is that on the field, he sees all 22, and it's in slow motion to him. You know, Mike, I was a lineman. I look at the lineman. Lane can know what everybody's doing, and you see how patient he is. He figures out what people are playing him, how he's playing him. He goes for the mismatch, and he goes for the juggler. He's a great coach.
That was Coach O about a month ago talking about, okay, your expertise. His was along a defensive line, but he watched offensive defensive line. Lane can see all 22 players and figure out where you get the mismatch.
Well, as you mature as a head coach, you have to remember, you know how we look at Kellen Moore, a youngest head coach in the NFL, what, 38? I think Lane Kiffin was like 31.
With the Raiders.
So you look at, okay, as you process and you mature as a coach, okay, you have to play. It's like a chess match. If you look at it, like playing checkers, they play in chess. Okay, if I was a defense, how would try and stop our offense and then vice versa? So you look at the plays and you talk to top defensive coaches. Okay, how would you stop that? And they'll tell you where their weaknesses are and how to attack it. So that's the best against the best. It's always you try and have the right play on at the right time, and there's nobody better right now at college football, I know, than Lane Kiffin. Now, in the NFL, no, they got a bunch of Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Like you look at McVay with the Rams.
Sean Payton,
Shanahan, and all. Now, are you patient enough? He screwed Atlanta by not running the ball then to beat the Patriots, but we love it as Saints fans. But, you know, so you can look like in college football, that's a small fraternity. You might have, okay, a little less than a handful. Well, in the NFL, truly, you have a handful plus that are on that level.
You're not one of one.
The best of the best, exactly.
Bob, triple option.
Okay, triple option. Mike, you know, I thought this was interesting. And I don't know, I guess I wanted to toot my horn a little bit because as you get older, you know, I want to recollect or remember. You know what award I won in 1996? The Ed Block Courage Award. Hey, bro, you mean you telling us you were courageous? Yeah, I was courageous in 1996. The reason why I'm bringing this up, less than a year removed from a major knee injury that threatened to end his career, Taysom Hill has been named the New Orleans Saints 2025 Ed Block Courage Award winner. The award was created in honor of the former Baltimore Colts athletic trainer Ed Block. It is given annually to one player from each of the 32 NFL teams who best exemplifies a commitment to sportsmanship and courage. Now, Taysom Hill's teammates voted for him because of his commitment to making it back to the field after he suffered a torn ACL against the Rams, I remember, in December of last year. I thought he wouldn't come back till November. He returned to the field in Week 5 against the Giants, if you remember. Now, that's why I wanted to do this. Kellen Moore, if we're not winning anything, put Taysom Hill where he can catch the ball. And Bob, what are you talking about? I'm going to tell you why. Okay, with 39 more yards receiving, Taysom Hill will become the third player in NFL history and the first in the Super Bowl era to record at least 200 yards passing, 2,000 yards rushing, and 1,000 yards receiving in his career. He only needs 39 more yards. The others are Hall of Famers Charlie Trippi. I know y'all heard of Charlie Trippi, good old Charlie Trippi, and Bob Horschenmeier. Played in the 1940s and 50s. Yeah. Now, think about that, and that's where Taysom Hill's at. Now, he's going to be honored along with the other 31 recipients of the Ed Block Courage Award in Baltimore this spring. I remember when I went in 1997 to that award show. Boy, Baltimore, they really had a spread. It was awesome. You got to be elected by your teammates. That's when I was cut on. My elbow was all jacked. I mean, I knew what to do mentally, but I couldn't throw no more. Richard Dent hurt me with the Bears, my damn elbow. Anyway, but went to Baltimore, and I remember I must have ate four or five different things dealing with blue crab. You know, you wouldn't believe all the blue crabs that get sent to Baltimore.
From down here?
From Louisiana.
There's two refrigerated trucks that go on the bayou every week.
There's not enough blue crab in Chesapeake Bay to service Baltimore. How they make, man, I said, Louisiana, we really the blue crab capital of the world. Not Baltimore, but they love their blue crab there, I can tell you that.
We'll be back to finish it up here on the second guest show from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, right after this break. Finishing up here on the second guest show, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Want to tell everybody at 6:30, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network, and it'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host, and he'll have Bobby along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Guest tonight will be Saints running backs coach Joe Thomas, and then at 7:30, Monday Night Football, the New York Giants, New England Patriots, and you can hear all of that right here on the Big 870 WWL. Before we finish it up, want to congratulate the Cajun Cannon. He became a grandpa again, Thanksgiving Day, and that was a little twist to it. Cammy had a little boy, and the name, his first name is Cannon. Cannon. Well, David?
Daniel.
Daniel Miller. So if he don't go by Cannon, he can go by CDM.
Yeah, I get CDM New Orleans coffee.
How about that?
Already got
man, congratulations. And my daughter told me, we Facebook friends, her and Cammy, and she said she was starting to give indications that it was going to be something involved with you.
Yeah, yeah.
But she said, I could never figure it out. But how about that? Cannon.
Yeah, he's right on the 9 pounds, so a big boy. And I don't know. It just sounds good. I mean, you know, she lives in California. It sounds kind of Hollywood, like an actor. Cannon Miller. No, it just sounds Hollywood.
Thank you for listening, and thank you also for all the people talking about that we were able to play the Kiffin
Press Conference. Seven grandkids.
Oh, seven of them. How about that? We appreciate you guys.
And Bulls, my boy in St. Louis is going to have one in January.
So that might be it. That'll be an eight.
Four girls, four boys.
Well, hey, keep your dial tuned to the Big 870 WWL. Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.